Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Midweek, last week, an apartment fire. Big news in Squirrel Hill. 30 apartments occupied, nobody injured. The residents or firefighters, right, Paul?
Mm-hmm. But the standout of this whole thing, Larry, is the fact that it was such an old building, it didn't have sprinklers.
And we are joined by Pittsburgh Fire Chief Dr. Daryl Jones. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning. How are you gentlemen doing this morning?
Doing well, sir. We were thinking about, and we had assumed that any apartment building would have sprinkler systems, even if they had to be retrofit, but I guess that's not the case because it would be so costly to do, yet the challenge of not having them and the result we see. So do you have any idea how many buildings there are? Obviously, a lot of old buildings in Pittsburgh that don't have a sprinkler system.
I do not have an idea of that number. However, sprinklers were not required until maybe the mid-90s, early 2000s. And so anything built before that, unless the developer was going above and beyond, probably is not sprinklered. And we do have multiple buildings that don't have sprinklers.
At this point, Chief, in this particular case for this fire in Squirrel Hill, 4 alarm, I think there were 40 apartments overall, so 10 unoccupied. But do we know the ignition source yet?
Fire investigation unit did complete its investigation, and the public safety director should be releasing that information this afternoon sometime or sometime today. I don't want to usurp him on announcing what they determined.
Okay. Well, we'll wait for that word later today.
Chief Jones, one thing that popped up in the news last week was reintroducing at city council some legislation to require sprinkler systems in older buildings. One of the council members indicated support for that, but also that perhaps they could come up with a way to provide some incentives and some assistance to help building owners install these sprinkler systems, which I understand are very costly. Where do you come down on all of this?
I am for the sprinkler system, and if it means that we work together to get a sprinkler system installed and retrofitted in these buildings, I say by any means necessary. Sprinklers are 97% effective. They've been around for over 100 years, and the amount of damage and loss of life would be greatly reduced due to a sprinkler system. So, give you an example. In a residential building, like an apartment, a condo, or whatever, a sprinkler head will activate and flow 15 gallons per minute just in the area where the fire is, there's this misconception that the sprinklers goes off and every sprinkler in the building goes off. That doesn't happen. So 15 gallons per minute, excuse me, will extinguish the fire, limit the amount of damage, as opposed to me and my guys coming in with a minimum of 150 gallons per minute. And by the time we get there, the fire has grown exponentially. So a sprinkler system catches it early, extinguishes it early, protects life and property. Is there an investment? Yes. Is it expensive? It can be. But I believe that if we stretched it out over a number of years to get the building sprinklered, then that will help alleviate some of that cost.
We're with the Pittsburgh Fire Chief, Dr. Darrell Jones. That said, any concerns about the dry weather we're having in terms of, it's pretty rare for this region to have fires ignited just because it's dry, but this is the fourth driest stretch we have in history now.
Yeah, I would recommend everyone be careful what they're doing out in their yards and be careful how you dispose of your cigarettes and things like that. The grass is very dry. If you flick a cigarette butt into a grassy area that's dry, it could ignite a fire. We typically don't have the large wildland fires. We don't have the wildland urban interface that other areas do. But that being said, it's not impossible to happen here.
Chief, as always, appreciate your time, sir. Thank you and the work you and your men and women do.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Great update by Dr. Darrell Jones, Pittsburgh Fire Chief.
Larry, based on what Chief Jones was talking about, I wonder what the outcome would have been at the apartment building, the Jefferson Apartments. I know that a couple of the reports, including a comment that the chief made immediately following the fire, was that this thing had started above, in the ceiling above the third floor, or at least that there were heavy flames, I think, is how they described it. So I wonder to what extent that the sprinklers could have dealt with that.
Yeah, the takeaway of the conversation was not so much that he would support having sprinkler systems installed, and certainly understand that, but the fact, the misconception is it would touch off all the sprinkler systems,
right?
You know, in a building. He's saying they're set up to be confined to the area of ignition, which is a big difference.
Yeah, I mean, what's water damage in one part of a small building as opposed to the entire fire department
right.
showing up and dousing the entire building, which is has been demolished?
But he said, you know, that 97% effective. So we'll see what comes out of this. The other takeaway is that we should hear today about the ignition source in the fire in Squirrel Hill last week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.